Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Woo! Today's episode is going to be about setting boundaries with a narcissist in the beginning. Pretty much finding a way to say no. Finding a way to say no. So first of all, y'all, before I hop into the episode, I have to mention that on April 6th, we are hosting a live webinar on Zoom with six people who talk about narcissistic abuse and healing from narcissistic abuse. The title of it is How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. It's going to be me, Ben Taylor, two self-aware narcissists, two narcissist survivors / coaches, and two therapists, psychologists as well. So tune into that. The link is in the bio. The link is in my bio and in the description and comment section of all my stuff. So back to the episode. Sorry, y'all. I had to plug that in there, y'all, because it's going to be coming up. It's going to be a big event, y'all. And there's limited seating because the Zoom room only allows so many people in. So you want to go ahead and book that ASAP. But yeah, I always say this, y'all, when we talk about narcissistic people. Like, finding a way to say no. Find a way to say no. That's how you set your first boundary in a relationship. Find a way to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything, y'all, because I truly, truly believe that saying no, I truly believe that you learn more about people from telling them no than from telling them yes all the time. You just do. No, the word no will bring out the true character of most people. Tell them no. Like, I did a live last night with a woman named Kelly. I'm going to post it later to my TikTok, to my YouTube channel. But she was just saying, the first time she said no to her narcissistic person, he went ballistic. He went ballistic. But she, like I said, of course, she didn't know what she was dealing with. And didn't know, you know, that's a red flag. But finding a way to say no, y'all. I know you're doing a love bombing phase. It's hard to say no because you want to say yes to everything. You want to say yes, 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 yes. But if you say no to something, I'm not saying no to, if you don't really want to do something, say no. If you don't really feel comfortable doing something, say no. If you want to do something instead, say no. Find a way to say no. Don't say yes to everything, because if you say yes to everything, you will get taken advantage of and ran over top of. Saying yes to everything, it seems like, now this is my personal perspective, being a person who says yes to everything is kind of like, it sounds like a very, very people pleaser type of person. And people pleasers become literally just, you become like narcissist food. You become food for narcissistic people, pretty much. You know, so being a people pleaser and dealing with a narcissist is a terrible combination, because you want, you know, you grow up in a good household sometimes, like, you both, your parents are good parents, you get raised good, so you get raised, you sometimes you turn out to be a people pleasing type of person, so you get up with a narcissist and you end up trying to please them, people pleasing that person, they love bombing you. Hey, let's take a trip. Hey, let's just fly somewhere tomorrow. I can't. I actually have to work. You got to work? Wow. You're going to turn down this trip? This is once in a lifetime opportunity. Like, you don't want to fly with me? Just look, call in. Call in. It's a day trip. Just call in tomorrow. I guess I can't. You see how you just let somebody run over top of your boundary of work? So now you're already putting them above work right there. Just simple, subtle stuff, y'all. It's not always so overt and out there like that. Some people are, you know, covert narcissists, and they do stuff subtly. It's subtle. It's never going to be like outright. Everybody thinks all narcissists yell and scream and things like that. No, that's not true. Some people are very, very covert, very, very passive aggressive narcissistic people. You know, that nobody would ever guess is a narcissist. Who, like me, people like, well, Lee, I would 100% guess that you were a narcissist, because you know why? Those eyes. There's nothing behind those eyes. Like, people say that all the time. Just weird shit. But there's something behind my eyes. People just see on screen, just like, Lee, those eyes, I can tell. No, you hell, you can't. You only reason you think you can tell because you know I'm a narcissist. Y'all be just, I can tell by the eyes, but then you don't look into the eyes of this, your significant other and realize you're dealing with narcissists. You look at the person online. That's a narcissist, y'all, but not the person at home. That'd be weird shit. Y'all just making stuff up. It'd blow my mind. But I digress. But yeah, when you're dealing with narcissistic people, you have to understand, like, they're going to push against your boundaries. That's why I said finding a way to set a boundary early will show you more about that person than who they than just saying yes to everything. Saying yes consistently and constantly are terrible things, y'all. They really, really are terrible things. Like, you can't, like, the people pleasers get ran over top of with narcissists because you don't want to say no. No, this is not just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife type stuff. This is literally mom, dad, sister, brother, cousins, friends, teachers, co-workers, whoever. You have a narcissist, if you have a narcissist in your life and they're, you know, sitting in there running over top of your boundaries and things like that, and you're trying to people please your friends, and I'm just telling y'all, that's a recipe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For damn near the recipe for destruction, you're pretty much gonna get destroyed dealing with narcissistic people. You just are, and this is not me. Will Lee, or Lee, you're married. Did you destroy your wife? My wife practices self love, and she has a brand coming out here pretty soon. Self love brand, y'all gonna love it. I promise you, y'all gonna love. My wife is very, very creative. Y'all gonna love her stuff. But she's a very creative person. I don't stifle her creativity, do I? There you go. There you have your answer. There's your answer. You make it work, Lee. Boop, boop, beep, beep, beep. You know? But that's how it is, though, y'all. Like, find a way to say no. If you are dealing with a narcissist right now, answer this question. Like, what happened the first time you told them no to something that they wanted to do? What happened? People, like I said, narcissists can only hold up the mask for so long. But people are like, how do I get the mask to come off quicker? Tell them no. Find a way to say no. Reject them. No is rejection. A lot of narcissistic people hate to be rejected. They hate to be told no. So if you tell them no, most of them, not all, are going to push back on you. They're going to try to, like a used car salesman, they're going to try to sell themselves to you or sell that trip to you. Try to get you to call off of work. They'll sell that trip to you. You know, I'm just telling you, you have to be the one to stand in your truth. You do. It's up to you. This is not something that a lot of people think all the power is in the narcissist's hands. No, it is not. You can cut them off early. If you can cut them off early or point out the sign and see the signs and symbols early, it could help you avoid a long-term toxic-ass situation. It just can. If you just point this stuff out early, if you say, look, just say no. I'm not telling you to say, I'm not telling you to just say, to blast them and just say hell no to something like that. Or just no to some reasonable stuff. I'm telling you to find a way to say no. You have to, because if you don't, if you don't say no to them at all, like the beginning of a relationship, if you never find yourself saying no and yes to everything, I'm just telling you, this is what I hear a lot of times, y'all. When I'm talking to people over Zoom, I'm doing my Zoom consultations and things like that. This is one of the things they say. I just said yes to everything. Like, when did you tell them no? Have you ever told them no? I never told them no. I just gave them complete access and control over my life pretty much from the very beginning. Wow. Yikes on the bike. You know what I mean? I tell people, when you give people complete control of your life, which most narcissists, toxic people want, you lose. You lose from the very beginning. Y'all don't even be knowing these people. Let's have a baby. You can say no. Let's move in together within 2 weeks. You can say no. Let's start a family together within 3 weeks. You can say no to that type of stuff. But Lee, what if I say no and it runs them off? Good. Let them keep running. You don't want people to take advantage of you and get you pregnant or get them pregnant, and then you are here looking silly having to deal with somebody for the rest of your life that you don't know. Tell them no sometimes. Can I live with you? I know it's only been 2 weeks. I feel on hard times. No. So you're going to let me be homeless on the street? yes, I can't help you out. I don't know you. But some of y'all were just like, they were just down there. They were having hard times. They were going through it. And I'm a people pleaser. And I just say yes. And I just want to help everybody heal and blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know how it goes. So I just feel like where you are right now, where you stand right now, you are in control. You really are. I think you are in control of everything. You are. You have to add up. You have to add yourself up. You have to look. You have to hype yourself. You have to practice that self-love. And you have to understand that saying no to people is a good thing. When you say no to somebody else, you're saying yes to yourself. When you're literally saying no to them for something that they want to do or they want to get from you, you're saying yes to yourself. When you're protecting yourself, you're setting healthy boundaries. You can say no to your parents. You can say, if you're grown, you can, situationally, you can say no to your parents. You can say no to your kids. You can say no to your family members, your brothers, sisters, whatever, your cousins. You can say no to your boss within reason. You can say no to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. You can say no. You have the ability to say no. A no and no, a simple no, a two-letter word can save you so much time, effort, and energy. That simple two-letter word can save you so much time, effort, energy, life, mental health, mental anguish, physical health, physical anguish, stress. Oh my God, y'all. The two simple words that weigh the most, right? The two simple letters that weigh the most right there. N-O. No. But you're saying the three-letter word to yourself, Y-E-S, yes. Anyways, y'all, Sunday morning. Beautiful Sunday morning. Again, I'm going to end it with this, y'all. It's webinar, April 6th, 7 p.m. You can find the link for it in my bio. Like I said, Lisa Sunny is hosting it, How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. Two therapists, two self-aware narcissists, two coaches that are also survivors as well. And also the therapists are survivors too, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.